Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I made some bad. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, my pleasure as always, regardless of where you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, radio, internet, subspace, frequency, whatever it takes. We're glad you're hanging out with us, and you're going to be glad you're doing it too, because we got our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She knows more about healthcare public policy than anybody else on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And that's the reason, one of the many reasons why we're glad she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Grace Marie and I has been joining me, folks, for almost 14 years to talk about market-based healthcare solutions. And we have a situation going on right now called Obamacare, which is a new law, as you know, that was passed a year or so ago, that is the opposite of market-based healthcare solutions. Grace Marie, you're obviously an opponent, a vocal opponent of this law, as I am. And but you're out there every day doing what has to be done to try to rectify this situation, including what you do in front of various committees in Congress. And tomorrow you've been asked to speak in front of a committee. Would you tell us about that, please?
Yes, the House Small Business Committee is holding a hearing tomorrow on the impact of some of the early provisions of this health overhaul law on small business. And they've asked me to testify as their expert witness on the what the reasons are that so many companies are pulling out of markets across the country, where we don't really hear much about it because it's just one small story in a business section of a local paper. But we did a paper last week when we tried to chronicle many of the companies that have pulled out of the market in multiple states, and state by state, looking at how many companies are dropping out of market simply because they can't, not because they don't want to continue to offer coverage in those states, but they can't meet the Obama administration tests to figure out how they're going to divide up the premium between between medical expenses and administration. And the real casualties are going to be health savings accounts.
Oh, that's not good. Because I have HSAs, and we love them. I mean, they're the best thing to happen to us from a healthcare standpoint.
They may not be allowed under Obama administration's interpretation of the
rules.
That's
enough to make me take to the streets that's enough to make me.
You're going to march on the street.
That's enough to make me occupy Pennsylvania Avenue. I'll tell you that.
Right. Well, they did it. I mean, if they would have put in the law, we're going to do away with health savings accounts, I think that even a lot of Democrats wouldn't have supported this.
Right.
But what
basically,
they did was
effectively, that's what it does.
They put in this really obscure provision about premium, you know, how premium percentages, and Health and Human Services has written a 400-page regulation that basically does what they wanted to do, which is put health savings accounts out of business.
Well, this doesn't surprise me, Grace Marie, and here's why. You and I both know that HSAs are the arch enemy of Obamacare, of universal health care. HSA is the opposite, the very effective, very productive, very successful opposite of universal health care.
Well, it's of government-run health care.
Yeah. Well, the reason I say that is because it makes me a healthcare customer, not just a healthcare patient.
I mean, a consumer.
It makes me a healthcare consumer, meaning that I am more in charge of the expenses and what I pay for things. And it causes me to be more of a consumer. The way I buy cars or a house or a coat or whatever, it gets me more informed in these things. And the government doesn't want me to do that. They want me to rely on them for my health care.
This elitist mentality here in Washington is that you're just not smart enough, Jim, to make those decisions. They're just too hard. You've got to let the experts make these decisions for you. And this elitist, condescending, paternalistic mentality in Washington is one of the things that's making the American people so angry with Washington. And
that's
this is the quintessential example.
Well, Grace Marie, the website, folks, is Galen, G-A-L-E-N .org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Grace Marie, remind us the title of your new book.
The Why Obamacare is Wrong for America.
Well, wherever books are sold, Grace Marie Turner and I will be right back. When we come back, I want to ask Grace Marie about some of the other things that she's going to say in her testimony to the Small Business Committee in the House tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.